I'd call you gringa. But it's not an insulting word. I mean, it's very common. Like people, you know, that haven't had too much education and or haven't heard much. They say, oh, she's a, instead of saying he's Anglo, they say he's a gringo.
So they don't mean it.
No.
What about someone who's sort of a, well, born around here, but who can't speak Spanish well and who can't speak English well, who's not maybe someone who's third, fourth generation Mexican American descent, you know, but you know, he goes to Mexico, and people don't accept him there, and people don't accept him in San Antonio or someplace. What would he be called? Do you ever hear the term pocho?
Pocho. Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, that's a term that Mexicans from Mexico give us Mexican Americans, or give a person who's a Mexican American that comes from Mexican descent and who tries to brag about him knowing English, and he tries to make other people believe that he'd forgotten the Spanish language or what have you, see, and they're called pochos. Or some Mexican who won't speak Spanish but only English.
Sort of like a Mexican Uncle Tom or something. That's a pretty insulting word then.
I would take it as an insult.
What other words like that are there, you know, for different groups of people? What are kickers? I've noticed bumper stickers around here that say, I'm proud to be a kicker.
I wouldn't know. It's the first time I've heard that term.
There's something that has to do with cowboys, I think.
I don't know.
What about blacks? What different names are there for blacks?
Nigger, colored people, or blacks.
What about the proper name?
I would call them colored.
What about N-E-G-R-O?
Negro. Yes.
Any joking names or insulting names?
Well, a nigger is an insulting name, and so is a black. I would take that. If I were black, I would take that as an insulting name. And I wouldn't know, because I call them either negro or colored.
What about different names for just whites in general?
Anglo.
Any insulting names besides the green?
Besides what I told you.
Do you hear like the word peckerwood or cracker or redneck?
No.
What about someone who lives out in the country and who doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, everybody can just take one look at him and tell that he's from way out in the country, and call him a
hillbilly.
Okay. And what did blacks used to call the people that they worked for? Or were there any
master?
What about them around here, the person that you work for?
Patron.
Patron.